Our next guy is a homecoming, of course, Corey Graham. I have to say that in this game, as you guys know, it's becoming a passing league, and you can't have too many cornerbacks. So a guy with some size, some productivity in the pass, and also the ability to play special teams, it's a home run for us. So welcome, Corey Graham.
How you doing?
Well, what has your phone been blowing up, or what is the reception you've gotten from all the people you know here?
It's been unbelievable. I mean, my phone hasn't stopped ringing since I made the deal, since I signed here. My family's very excited. I'm very excited. Just to have an opportunity to come back here is just like a dream come true.
You talked about a little bit about this in the conference call, but, you know, obviously the Bills, haven't won a lot. You come from a place that won a Super Bowl ring. You know, what is the difference, that makes a team come together like that?
I don't know. I couldn't sit here and say that I know exactly what it was, why the Bills haven't been able to win the way they wanted to. But when it comes down to it, I think it's the small things. I mean, if the team is willing to play together, everybody playing as one, playing as a team, and everybody's giving everything they got for the guy next to them, then normally it results in wins. If everybody can get on the same page and go out there and play as hard as they possibly can, then we should be able to win.
Yesterday on the conference call, you talked a little bit about how you came to the discussions with Buffalo and that they showed a lot of interest. Was that, like, awkward at all? Because you said you were getting ready in your hotel room and getting ready to go meet with the skins coaches, and then you just kind of up and changed.
No, I wouldn't say it was awkward. I mean, Buffalo showed interest early on, but I would say 2 days ago, whatever it was, when I was in Washington, they just came on and showed a lot more interest. And it just so happened that I was in Washington on a visit. I was obviously happy about it that I canceled my dinner with Washington and talked to my agent and basically got the deal done. But it was a win both ways. I mean, to have an opportunity to come back home and play in front of my family and friends and play for the Buffalo Bills, there was no way that I wasn't going to take that opportunity.
Were you at dinner at that
No, it was before. When they first contacted my agent, I was meeting with the defensive coaches. We was going over film, and then a guy came in and said, you need to contact your agent as soon as possible. So I left out of the film session, and I went in and called my agent, and he told me things were getting serious with Buffalo. And that's when, I told him to go ahead and talk to him and, see what's going to happen. I would say like an hour or so later when I got back to my hotel, he was telling me that it was getting close to signing a deal. And that's when I told him, well, he might want to contact Washington and tell him that I'm not going to be going to dinner because if I had the opportunity to come to Buffalo, I was going to come.
What was the excitement in your mind when this was all going down? I mean, were you focused on really hoping this came to fruition?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely was. I mean, it was always, since I was a kid, it was like a dream for me to play for the Buffalo Bills. So to have an opportunity, I was crushed when I first came out and I didn't have a chance to, Buffalo didn't show me any interest. They didn't even send a scout to come look at me work out. And from the beginning, I wanted to come to Buffalo. That's I was a Bills fan. That's the only team I really cared about at the time, and that's just where I wanted to play. So for them to come now, it was like a dream come true. It was like no way that I wanted to let that opportunity go by.
Do you have any family members, Corey, that have season tickets already?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. My uncle, a few uncles, actually, they've had season tickets probably forever. I mean, I have a lot of family. They're diehard Bills fans. You don't realize, like, when I say they're Bills fans, Like, when we played the Bills last year, half of them probably wanted us to lose that game, but me to do well. Like, that's just how it is. I mean, they live and bleed the Bills, and to come here and play, it's like a win-win for them. They still can't believe it to this day. Like, they still don't think it's true.
You talk about fitting in with the defense. Where do you feel you'll fit in and out?
I don't know. I don't know exactly the situation. I mean, when it comes down to it, I just want to play. I want to go out there, give everything I got. I want to go out there, play, help my team win any way it can, whether it's special teams, defense, whatever it is. I want to help my team win. So whatever my role ends up being, it's okay with me. I'm just going to go out there, give it everything I got, and just try to do the best I possibly can.
You produced in Chicago, and then you signed a 2-year deal with the Ravens. To get this longer term deal, and even more financial security. I mean, what is the sense of, you have this hit you a sense of accomplishment or that you something you've done in the NFL?
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's been a long road. I mean, to get hurt your senior year of college and think that your career might be over, you might not have an opportunity to play, to get drafted and find a way to make the team and then work as hard as you possibly can to become a Pro Bowler on special teams and then, you know, just want to have an opportunity to play on defense. So to go to Baltimore and show what I can do on defense and make plays and win a Super Bowl, it's like, obviously it's a great accomplishment. But when it comes to it, I mean, you're a football player. I mean, you're a competitor. You're going to always want to do better. You're going to always want to do more. It's not just about, you know, finally getting paid. Now I want to be – you think I don't want to be a starter? You think I don't want to be the best that I possibly can? I want to be the best. So when it comes down to it, you're going to always compete and you're going to always work to be the best. So there's never a sense of really accomplishment, or at least not for me, because no matter what it is, there's always more that you can do.
Bill struggled with special teams last season, and that's obviously something that you bring to the table. But you kind of, maybe not a chip on your shoulder, but it does serve as a motivation to at least play in the defense as well, because you have proven that you can do that as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to play on defense. There's no way about it. I mean, yeah, I want to play on defense. I think I'm a good defensive player. I feel like I should be out there no matter what it is. Yeah, I love special teams. I always will love special teams because that's how I made it in this league from the beginning. If it wasn't for special teams, I wouldn't be here right now. So I'm going to always have, you know, special teams are in my heart. If a coach needs me to do special teams, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do as much as I possibly can. Whether it's playing on defense and special teams, you got to do what you got to do. I'll do both if I have to.
I remember the Super Bowl run, even those last games, you were playing like 109 plays a game, you know, even counting special teams. Last year, did you do all four kickoff coverage, punt coverage, and returns? Or
no. Last year, I did two phases, sometimes three. The only phase, I didn't do punt coverage. I didn't do gunner. I did kick return and I did kickoff. And I would do punt return too sometimes. So majority of the season, I would do two or three phases. I mean, the coach would put me in certain situations if you needed me to go out there and do some things like key situations. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's tough to do four phases in defense. It's a tough job. Ain't too many people that can do that. I mean, it will wear on you. But I mean, if you go about it the right way, you got to do what you got to do, and you want to do things to help your team win. So you just fight and compete. And, you know, if you got the gift, you give it.
In Chicago, you were a gunner all along.
Oh, yeah, in Chicago, yeah. It was only when I start, like when I was starting on defense and you know, and playing 50 plays on defense where they took some of that load off me in Baltimore. But in Chicago, I was a four-phase guy. I did it all.
Do you have a better idea of what it takes to win a Super Bowl now that you have done it?
Yeah, I mean, it takes for everything to go right, to be honest with you. I mean, there was times where you wouldn't say we were the best team. There was times where things weren't going right when we were losing games and people were wondering what the heck is going on, whether or not we was going to make the playoffs. But when it came down to it, everybody was on the same page. Everybody was willing to work as hard as they possibly could, and everybody cared about the guy next to them. If you're willing to fight and compete for the guy next to you, then you're going to give everything you got for the guy next to you, then you can't lose.
Do